Marvin, Possible Straight, another duck for the Mod Senior, Zippo, and Shinola for the dealer. Best to you, Paladin.
Two bits.
Beautiful, beautiful.
King.
Judges, get a drummer song.
Five.
Thank you.
He's fired from the communist judge.
Okay, did I tell you guys about my cousin Leon?
Probably. Hey, how's Leon doing?
He bought these two mail order brides through a catalog.
Catalog?
Yeah, and UPS delivered them right to his door, buck naked. Yeah, they both look like Michelle Pfeiffer, except they had really big heads.
Okay, who wants to chip in for Arnie's therapy?
Okay, now, I told you about me dating that belly dancer, right?
Oh, listen to this. Listen to this.
All right, all right.
This chick had such muscle control that she could pick up
a... Hey, honey.
Hey,
hey.
Can I try
my
Halloween costume?
Well, hey, go knock yourself out. So what were y'all saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you could use a cross-cut saw on that, but I'd use a bandsaw myself. It's a lot easier. Yeah, I've always had a bandsaw.
You know, I was going to say, you look like a bandsaw.
Hey, you better use your coasters. Half made you look.
Power tools.
You know, that's their little code for fallopians approaching.
We don't know what goes on the minute we're out of that room.
Well, you know, they talk about their first time and their last time and how many times, and they multiply it all by about five, and then they spit at each other and go home.
I don't know why they do that.
I don't know. We're talking about the only animal on Earth that would wear black socks with Bermuda shorts. Now,
we put on our little ears.
Why do I have to do this?
Because who needs a Halloween costume?
I don't want to go to Dan's stupid lodge, stupid haunted house thing.
But it's for charity.
It's no fun having some 60-year-old guy with a pot belly jumping out at me saying, ooga booga. Scary when I was eight. It's even scarier now.
But I want to see you get out there again.
Look, I just broke up with Gary. I'm depressed. I'm tired and miserable. I look so cute.
I'll get you, my pretty.
Hey, you look
so scary.
I need a broom.
It's in the kitchen.
Hey, look, everybody. DJ's a witch. Why don't you fly upstairs and put on your PJs, huh?
I can't fly without a broom.
Sure you can. Look. Woo! Be up in a minute, champ. What, two daughters isn't enough for you?
What are you talking about?
He's dressed like a witch. Witches are girls.
This is the 90s, Dan. Witches are women.
I can't let him do this.
He got to pick his own costume, and that's what he chose.
Why couldn't he pick up something normal, like a vampire or a nice axe murderer?
Like Lizzie Borden?
There's plenty of other axe murderers in the world, Roseanne.
Oh, yeah, I get it. You want him to be a manly, virile stud of an axe murderer. There's no little sissy axe murderer for Dan Connors, boy.
Boys shouldn't dress up like girls.
No, darling, dress up like a pirate for 3 years in a row.
That was cute. If he goes out like this, he's going to come home with a bloody nose.
That is stupid.
I got to get back in there. Would you please talk to him?
DJ! Instead of a witch, you want to dress up like Madonna? I did my best.
Yeah, hi, Mom. Yeah? Well, so how long are you going to be? Okay, yeah, I'll tell him. Okay, bye. She says she and Aunt Jackie will meet us there.
Okay, I'll be right out.
Darlene, you're not even ready. We're going to be leaving any minute.
I don't feel so good.
Well, what's wrong?
It's my stomach.
Oh my God!
So what, do you want some Pepto-Bismol or something?
Okay, let's get going. Where's DJ?
We'll get him.
You don't look half bad, Toots.
Thank you. Listen, I'm supposed to remind you to bring the brownies.
You hear that, lame brain? You forgot the brownies. Boink. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, leave him alone. Oh, wise guy, eh? Yeah. All right, knock it off.
I'll get the brownies.
Hey. What's this?
It's DJ.
Yeah. I thought you changed your mind about being a witch.
No.
Well, look, I've been thinking, you know, the costume's great and everything. Why not just, say you're a warlock?
What's a warlock?
It's a guy witch.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's, get rid of the broom here.
Why?
Warlocks don't have brooms.
Well, then I want to be a witch.
No, you don't, DJ. You see, witches are girls. Warlocks are guys. They can do anything a witch can do. They can turn people into frogs. They make thunder and lightning. They can grant wishes.
That's a fairy godmother.
Ah. You're not helping. Okay, look. It's a magic wand. Bing! You take this and tell people you're a wizard.
I don't want it. I don't want anything.
All right, let's go.
Spread out! Sweetly!
Come on, Roseanne, it's freezing outside.
No, I'm not going in there dressed like this.
Roseanne, you're being ridiculous.
Well, you took off your nose and your ears.
Well, you take off your costume.
No, I'll never get it back on.
Just get in here. You look adorable.
You really think so?
Get in here!
Oh, I left my purse in the car.
No, you go, Dan, and we can get out of here.
I feel like I'm having one of them dreams where you go to school and you're only wearing your underwear.
Come on, it's Halloween. What's the big deal?
Because I'm the only person in here in a costume. Hello? Who is this, Eddie? Oh, Arnie. Listen, is Dan around? Well, could you go find him and tell him that the car broke down and me and Jackie are stuck here at the Lobo? He has to come and pick us up. And tell him to hurry it up. Trick or treat to you too, Arnie. This is gonna be a while. We should wait in the car.
No, it's freezing outside. Come on, I'll buy you a drink. Little help?
Yeah, what can I get for you, sweetheart?
I'll have a white wine.
Hey, what about you, fella? Come on, pal, I'm busy here. What are you drinking?
Give me a beer.
Roseanne, don't do this. You're just gonna embarrass both of us.
Call me Bob.
White wine for the lady? And a beer for you, pal.
So, how's the action in here?
Action?
Chicks.
I don't know, fella. It's Tuesday night. Ladies' bowling league comes in at 10.
10 o'clock, huh? Good thing I brought my little squeeze box with me. Yeah, but that's why you like me, right, honey bun?
That'll be $4.
Pay the man, doll.
Well, why should I pay? You're the man. You pay.
You know I left my purse in the car.
Oh, all right. I'll pay for you again. I don't know why I always am attracted to these losers.
Gee, it must be her time of the month. Now I know why you're single. You're such a lousy date.
Look, Bob, I'm gonna go call Dan again.
Fine. I'm gonna mingle.
No, don't. You're not serious.
Listen, me and the guys, we're gonna hang out. You got a problem with that, babe?
Excuse me. You know, you could do much better. I don't see you here with anybody.
You kidding me?
Honest to God, this broad was so hot, I thought she was gonna kill me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, bada bing, bada boom.
So then, she brings out this suitcase full of sex toys, and I'm thinking, this broad is freaky.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you're getting your battery charged, what's the damn difference?
Yeah, I mean, while you're getting your car washed, you might as well get the hot wax, right?
Yeah. One thing I want to know is, what does she want with you when she's got a suitcase full of sex toys?
That's supposed to be a joke?
Okay.
Oh. Well, anyway, we were going pretty good, and I was catching my groove, doing what makes me me. And then her roommate walks in and says, can I join you?
Yeah, right. I mean, way to go.
So then her roommate takes off all her clothes, and I got both of them to deal with.
Hey, hold on a minute. Hold on now. Let me ask you a question, all right?
Yeah, what?
Are you making this stuff up as you go along?
You calling me a liar?
No. Bada boom, bada bing. You know, I mean, as long as you're getting your cue chalked, it don't matter what ball you hit.
Well, then just keep an eye out for him, okay?
Hurry up.
All right. Hurry up. Bye. What?
Oh,
what
was man!
That?
What?
Oh, man, it was awesome.
Hey, it reminds me of that movie where that lady hung out with the gorillas, but they accept her as one of their own.
Oh, cool. Yeah, what do they talk about?
Well, okay, the head gorilla, okay. He's like standing around telling these sex stories, and the less dominant gorillas are just standing around believing it.
So, what's so new about that?
Well, I think I finally figured out why they do it.
Oh, do tell.
Well, it's like if one of them actually has sex, then it seems like maybe the rest of them have a chance, too.
Oh, so you think that's it, huh?
Oh, yeah, it gives them a feeling of hope and pride. Beer. I'll be right back.
Why? Where are you going?
I'm going to the men's room.
No, don't do it.
No, come on. I'm just going to go update your phone number. God, it stinks in here. That Blackhawks game on TV?
No.
Oh, you're a Bulls fan, eh? Oh, I get it. It's like being in an elevator.
How you doing, Mr. Thompson?
Hi, girls.
Oh, even lamer than last year.
Yeah, but you see that Freddy Krueger guy checking me out?
Beckhead, there were 19 Freddy Kruegers. Which one are you referring to?
The cute one.
This is just great.
Yo, Dan, hey. Yeah. Rosie called, her car broke down. She and Jackie are stuck at the Lobo and they need you to pick them up.
Aw, man. That stupid car. Hey, Arn?
Yo.
Who are you supposed to be?
I'm Elvis's ghost, man.
Listen, let's go pick up your mom. Where's DJ?
Last time I saw him, he was in the Chamber of Everlasting Horror.
Yeah, whining about that stupid broom.
Oh, geez. You guys wait here, okay? DJ? DJ? Hey, Jimmy, you seen DJ?
Yeah, Dave, I haven't seen him.
DJ? 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 Dan, you see my boy? He's dressed up like a wizard.
Give it up, Dan. The kid's a witch.
Annie. You got three boys. This is just a phase, right?
Oh, yeah. Kid is a certain age. He does some weird stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think DJ's hiding from me. I probably traumatized him. The poor kid, all he wanted was a broom so he could pretend to fly. That probably means he wants to be a pilot, right?
Dan, you can't go turning everything the kid does into a career. All right? Believe me, it means more to you than it does to him.
Yeah, but if he keeps this up, some kid's gonna come along and deck him.
Come on, we were kids. We survived, right? Look at us now.
Dad! DJ?
Dad?
DJ, where you been, boy?
Scaring people.
Yeah? Well, you scared the heck out of me. I didn't know where you were.
You mad at me?
Nah. You mad at me?
Yeah.
All right, let's go get your broom.
Okay.
Yeah, every time my old lady starts giving me that crap about men and women being equal, see, I just tell her you're so equal. Well, let's see you pee out a campfire.
Hey, Bob, looks like your old lady just found a new fireman.
Yeah, well, we got an open relationship, see.
That 'cause you can't keep her in line?
Well, it's harder to control a woman who ain't inflatable. Yo, bitch!
You are making me look bad in front of the other guys.
Hey, I don't see any ring on this finger.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, Crystal. What are you doing here?
I'm here to drown my sorrows. Willie, get me a pink squirrel and keep them coming.
I just had a terrible date, and it's all my fault. I could have ordered the chicken, which was reasonably priced, but no, I had to have the surf and turf, which clearly signaled I owed him something. And then when I was not accommodating, he dumped me.
Will you stop blaming yourself for everything? You got a right to eat without letting some guy put you on the menu. You're better than that, Crystal.
Really?
Yes, really. You are a quality woman, and you got to keep telling yourself that and stop judging yourself according to what men think.
What's your name?
Don't you recognize me?
Well, refresh my memory. Where might we have met?
At Roseanne's house?
Roseanne?
Trick or treat.
Well, of course, I knew it was you.
No, you did not.
I was playing along.
No, you were ready to sleep with me.
Well, I was going to make you buy me dinner first.
Hello, girls. Mom.
Hey. Of course, you ladies recognize Warren Beatty.
Want to dance?
I'm talking with my friends. Maybe some other time.
What, you'd rather sit here with Burl Ives and dance with me? Come on, let's dance.
No, thank you.
Well, I'm not going to bite you, unless you want me to.
Oh, hearty har har.
Hey, nobody's talking to you. Come on, let's dance.
No, leave her alone.
Well, it's all right. I'll dance with
you. You will not. Just sit down.
You know, I'm sick of you. You've been in my face all night.
Look, why don't you just take a hike?
Yeah, who's gonna make me?
Oh, yeah, that's real grown up. Fight about it.
Fine with me. Come on, fat boy. Let's take it outside.
Well, she's starving, eh? Okay, I have to tell you something.
I'm a woman.
Yeah, you're gonna be when I get done with you. Hey!
Leave him alone.
What's it to you?
He's my husband.
What?
You heard me. Anybody that messes with him messes with me.
Do you want to mess with me?
No way.
Oh, my hero! Oh, here's a real man for you.
That beard kind of tickles.
Bada boom, bada bing!
Hey, quit breathing on me.
I ain't breathing on you.
What was that for? Quit slobbering on me, would ya? Oh, yeah, I...
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Dan.